Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf and Practice. One of the biggest differences in Minhagim between Sfardim and Ashkenazim is Kitnios on Pesach. Kitnios on Pesach has long-standing basis for it, and there's no changing such a Minhag. One of the sources of this concept of Kitnios that might be a problem on Pesach comes from today's Daf, Daf Mem, the Masech Pesachim. So what's the basis? So the Rambam writes very clearly in Hilchos Chametz that when it comes to kitnios, such as rice and the sort, ein behem mishum chametz, there's no chametz. Chametz just applies to the five grains. Anything that's not part of the five grains, types of beans and legumes and rice, that is not subject to chametz and completely permitted on Pesach. The Ravid there comments and says it's not so pasha. Not everybody agrees to this. And he says, even though kitnios, apa pi she'ein, nasen chametz gamur, even though rice and other types of kitnios cannot become completely chametz, and you wouldn't be chayv kares for eating it, mikomakam hareze chametz nukshiv aser. We haven't really come into contact with chametz nukshiv just yet here in the Masechta, but there's some form of chametz. And the Achronim and the Magamish and many, many others try to figure out where exactly the Ravid gets this from. Where do you ever have such a situation, such a case, that one of the items that are not the five grains can be chametz? What's the basis for this? So the Achron point to a Tosas, a very small Tosas, in the very bottom, the last Tosas on Mem Amud Beis. And Tosas quotes from the Aruch without explaining the context right now. The Aruch says that Nir Lari could perish the Aruch, the last line of the page, Bechasisi kemach shel dashim, some type of lentil flour. De ein darcham lavo lide chimetz kolkach. Lentil flour cannot come to a full chametz kolkach, but there could be a partial chametz there. So this might be the basis of what the Ravid says, that kitnios, he doesn't need a basis, the Ravid's a rishon in his own right, but the Aruch is even earlier, but there's such a concept in the Ravid and the Aruch that there can be a partial chametz when it comes to lentils, when it comes to rice, when it comes to other types of kitnios. Now, the other reasons brought down why kitnios might be aser, not because the kitnios themselves are partially chametz, but either because they get stored with items that are chametz, and there might be items of chametz within the bag of rice, or more likely, it's because it can get confused with actual chametz. We know that everything, you could have pizza, bagels, real looking bread nowadays made from potato starch and things like that. So we certainly can understand how certain types of foods could give the appearance of chametz. That really is a basis why the Ashkenazim do aser kitnios on Pesach, because it looks like chametz. But there is this other shita of the Ravid and the Aruch that there is some partial chametz that exists on certain types of kitnios.